This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey, podcast listeners, if you would like to support the show and be rewarded, head over to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried. For just a small amount each month, you, the listener, can get some colossal benefits. Get access to new podcast episodes before anyone else. Join me on exclusive video hangouts. Get a shout-out from me on Twitter. I will even read your advertisement, speech, or manifesto on the show. Go to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried. That's Patreon. patreon.com/GilbertGottfried. Thank you for listening and support the show, for the love of God.
This is Gilbert Gottfried and my co-host Frank Santopadre and I, who are always hosting Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, are going to try something new, because people are always asking us to name what our favorite movies are. So
some people have actually asked us to make a list and post it on the internet. Someone asked for us to do 100 movies. But we are way too lazy to do something like that.
I didn't go into show business to work for a living.
So we thought we would just come up with this little idea where we would talk about some of our favorite movies or television shows or comedy CDs or comedy albums or things that we loved and grew up on. And Gilbert will do one and I'll do one. And then we'll just put it out there and kind of see what the response is.
Okay, which is yours?
Well, I think we've mentioned this movie on the show before, I want to talk about a movie called The Changeling with George C. Scott and his ex-wife, Trish Van Devere. And it's a horror film. It's a spooky horror film from the 70s. Have you seen the film?
I saw it years ago.
Okay. And it's about a composer whose wife dies, and he moves into a house in Seattle, a mansion that he doesn't know is haunted. And we've talked about horror films on the show before, and I've mentioned that...
Because, you know... You figure, of course he didn't know it was haunted, because if he knew it was haunted, why would he move into place? You don't have to
movie.
Hey, he didn't know it was... That's like kind of like saying he didn't know the house was radioactive.
There was
when
radon.
He moved in.
Well, we talked about George C. Scott last week, or a couple of weeks ago, with Dave Attell. You were talking about Patton being an anti-Semite.
Yes, he was.
And I had... By the way, before... Yeah. We go off on a tangent. What makes you know that Patton was
an anti-Semite article.
Yeah.
And they said that General Patton was saying stuff like very similar to Hitler.
Really?
They were saying like, well, maybe we should continue keeping the Jews in these camps. Like, we can't trust them otherwise. And it was very scary.
Scandalous stuff.
Yeah.
Had no idea. And he had a squeaky voice in real life, which we also covered with David. But yeah.
I'm General Patton. Let's fight Hitler.
So I had George C. Scott on the brain when I was trying to think of a film to recommend.
I had that, too. I went to a doctor.
George C. Scott on the brain?
I had George C. Scott. They just said to put a warm compress on it when you get George.
It's treatable.
They don't think you have to operate.
What you don't want is Martin Balsam on the brain.
Yes. Yeah. And you don't want anything balsam on you. I had an infected balsam.
So it's a thriller. It's spooky. It's not like modern day horror films with shit jumping out at you. It's just it really creates a mood. It's a gothic horror film. It's a terrific picture. I think it's Canadian, but it was made in the 70s, not to be confused with the terrible Changeling Angelina Jolie Clint Eastwood movie of the same title. But check it out. I mean, I think a lot of our hardcore guests may have seen it. I think it's not that popular horror film, though, so many people have not seen it. So check it out. George C. Scott talks in his normal voice, by the way. He doesn't do
that one.
It's a squeaky Patton voice. It's a terrific picture. Yes. Now, your film is a film that you recommended on TCM?
Yeah, I was on Turner Classic Movies with a guest on the podcast, Robert Osborne. Mm-hmm. And one of the movies I picked was a movie I was watching TV one night years ago. It was late at night, and I had never heard of this. And it was a film starring Burt Lancaster, and it was called The Swimmer. And it was directed by Frank and Eleanor Perry, among other directors.
It was directed by several directors?
Yes.
Interesting.
And usually that's the sign of a movie that's going to bomb horribly.
Right, right.
But it's a fascinating film because I was watching TV, and there's a scene where Burt Lancaster just shows up at these people's pool, and they all know him as Ned, and they all love him. And it turns out he gets an idea that every one of his friends has a pool, and he can swim home because the pool forms an imaginary river. And when I heard that, I said, I'm in.
I know the picture. I've actually never seen it. So,
and it's one of those films it's very weird, but it's not weird in that self-conscious way that mm-hmm. they make weird films now. Now it's like they make weird films, say, oh, let's make it weird. It was odd, but boy, it's a great score by Marvin Hamlisch, who mm-hmm. was like 23 at the time.
Interesting.
Joan Rivers pops up.
Joan Rivers is in The Swimmer.
Yes, for just like a really short scene.
Wow. Now I feel worse that she was left out of the Oscars
in
memoriam.
Yeah.
I think she really had much of a movie career.
And that one I recommend.
The Swimmer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never seen The Swimmer, so I have to watch The Swimmer, and you have to watch The Changeling again.
Yeah, The Changeling is not the one where he goes, let's fight the Third Reich! No. I'll get those Nazis!
Not to be confused with Hardcore with George C. Scott, which we also talked about with David.
That's my daughter!
It's not that one. It's a terrific, scary picture, but it's a smart, thinking man's horror film. And my wife refuses to watch it with me, so I'm putting it out there so I can talk to people about it.
I saw George C. Scott on Broadway as Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman.
Wow.
Yeah. He was
How was he?
He was great in that part.
He was also in Inherit the Wind on Broadway.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a story that he got sick in the middle of the production. And said, I have to lie down. And two of the other actors walked him off the stage. And Tony Randall was sitting in the audience. God, I hope this story is true. And Tony Randall knew the part. This is a true story. You can Google this. And I think one of the actors said, we're going to have to take an intermission. Or they announced in the house because George C. Scott had just been walked off the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to take an intermission. And Tony Randall stood up in his seat and said, no, we're not. And he ran onto the stage and took it from that moment. So Google, that has nothing to do with anything. But Google that story, and I hope to God it's true.
In a Don Rickles comedy special that I saw years ago. Don Rickles and Jack Klugman reenact a scene from Inherit the Wind.
Really?
Yeah.
With one of them playing Clarence Darrow character and the other one is William Chang. Wow.
Out of nowhere.
Wow.
And they play it straight. Very unusual.
I have to see that. I have to get my hands on that.
And in fact, Don Rickles and Don Adams
were buddies.
They did a comedy special called The Two Dons.
That I remember.
Yeah.
That I remember. I want to get my hands on. Hold on. I'm making a note. Don Rickles and Jack Klugman.
Yeah.
To inherit the wind. Hang on, folks. I'm writing. So that's my recommendation.
Yeah.
The Changeling with George C. Scott, who was not an anti-Semite as far as we know.
But don't hold that against
you. You're recommending
the Swimmer, starring Burt Lancaster. Very peculiar film.
Is it on DVD, do you know, The Swimmer?
I don't know.
Because Turner, the Changeling is, but it's hard to find. And maybe it's not that hard to find. HBO Home Box Office, but I bought this years ago, so hopefully it's still around.
And The Swimmer is one of those films. I think it came out shortly after The Graduate, and it's this whole idea, like every pool he goes to, you find out, like, it's they're living surfacely the great American dream.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pool and money and everything, but you find out everyone is really unhappy. You know, there's something strange.
I have to see it. And Frank Perry directed Mommy Dearest.
Oh, yes.
Later in his career. And I think...
favorite of homosexuals everywhere.
So that's my pick for the week. And Gilbert's picking The Swimmer.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah. I'm currently auditioning for new co-host. So
and George C. Scott is
George
out.
George C. Scott is out.
So if you like this idea, or you're interested in these films, or you want to watch these films, you want to talk to us about them, tweet us, leave comments on iTunes. Tweet us at Real Gilbert or at Frank Santo Padre, or leave Facebook messages. Anything else?
I'll get you, General Rommel.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.